You know you are. Addicted to panties. First thoughts in the morning, last thoughts at night. You don't know what to do with your obsession other than to feed it. You're compelled to feed it. Feed it to the point of interfering with your responsibilities, your personal goals. Let's take a look at men addicted to panties and how I can help those same men manage their addiction to panties. Your first thoughts in the morning, panty boy, is that exquisite detail of the panties you were just dreaming of, The delicate lace trim, the classic and classy polka dot fabric. You feel your head spin, and you're in love. Well, you probably love the panties more than who or what resides inside of those panties, Your obsession is fueled with only the finest of brands, the most delicate of fabric and detail. You spend hours looking at, inquiring about various concerns one would have when deciding on what panties to purchase. Why, just talking about panties with a woman is naughty and foreboding. You spend hours looking at, inquiring about various concerns one would have when deciding on what panties to purchase. Why, just talking to a woman about panties and she knowing that they are for you. So naughty. Others may be addicted to panties because they also identify with who is inside. Panties help them feel and explore their femme side. Panties for sissy with soft satin lace and pretty colors flip that femme switch in an instant. That girl, laying quietly inside, rises up and emerges to experience, even for a short time, what lovely feeling it is to be femme and in panties. Flipping through girly magazines while you play in your pretty panties, shopping online, appreciating the graceful curve of a hip as it fills out a beautiful full-cut pink satin panty. Feeling girly? Still others are addicted to panties because of what and who they represent. The control of the woman possesses and the control she has over you. The power she contained in those panties to make you her sexual play toy. Gone is the stress of the day. Gone are all the decisions and responsibilities that come with your life. Transforming him into her object of fascination and sexual gratification. She compels and commands you to wear her panties. Put them on. And she tosses them. And as they fall down your chest into your waiting hands, trembling and embarrassed by the realization of the panty-wearing submissive that you've become. Pulling those panties up your legs and around your bottom, you can only hope it pleases her. You'll do anything to please me, won't you, pet? Just like helping those with chastity or masturbation management, we can work to finding balance and control with your panty addiction. That's right. Panty addiction is more along the lines of a food addiction or an exercise addiction. You can't eliminate the drug. You have to make peace with your intoxicant and find a healthy balance. Panty obsession will never go away. Being realistic with your play, how much money you spend, and holding you accountable to the boundaries that we've set are all things we can discuss. Not to mention, having an outlet, someone who shares in your interests in panties, can go a long way, making your panty play productive and more rewarding. Take it out of the dark loneliness and share it with someone who understands. You'll reap the rewards. Do you like panties? How much? If you think you might be addicted to panties, we need to chat. Email me or just call. Confess your naughty panty secret to Mistress Erica is the first step. Until we chat, Mistress Erica of Intelligent Phone Fantasy, 1-800-601-6975.